One person was washing his hands, and another person made hamoitzi from the skav and hoitzi hashemim. The one who made the hamoitzi had in mind to hamoitzi anybody who was listening to him. So what happened was, one person wanted to hamoitzi somebody else, but the other person was still in the middle of washing his hands. And afterwards, this other person dried his hands and wanted to make out to use time. Mishmaru says, even if the person didn't wash his hands at the time that the one was making the bracha wanted to make him, even so, so basically, if somebody's a little bit behind schedule and the one who's making the bracha is being made to everybody, even if you're before Natilas Yadayim, you can still be yaitzi with him, and you're just going to make the, after he hears the moitzi, and then you wash your hands, or finish washing hands, and make the bracha on Natilas Yadayim, eat the bread. Yeah. So, there's no gear, primarily on Shabbos, that if the person is late, he should make it a point to listen to the rabbis, and they'll be yaitzi with him. And the Shuru brings from the Magen Avraham that if a person washed his hands and dried his hands, and then he heard the hamoitzi before he made the tefillah yadayim, then he won't be able to make the tefillah yadayim. Once you finish the entire tefillah and you also made hamoitzi, it's too late to make the bracha tefillah. Shochach lochav leiber hamoitzi. Person forgot to make hamoitzi. This can be taken as a if you remind himself sometime near the meal and he makes the bracha, what he's going to eat afterwards. Just because he made a mistake in the beginning, there's no reason that he's parted from a bracha. Yeah, if he finished eating, he can't make a bracha hamoitzi because the hamoitzi has to be only before you eat it. As long as you can eat a little bit more, you should make hamoitzi and parter that which he continues eating. Siv test. Im v'supik im be'ach hamoitzi im laf. Einu chayzim v'varach. Safik brachas v'kula. So therefore, if he made, safik made bracha v'yos anenim, you cannot make it a second time. Shabru says that he can't even be machmer himself to do a second time because it's a suffix brachal batol. Yeah, if there's somebody else that wants to eat, he should ask him to be made to him with the bracha, to be a suffix. Yeah. The person is a suffix, if he made a bracha, he is entitled to be machmer, not to eat. But if he wants to eat, he cannot make another bracha himself. If you in the coin bills and waited bills, shakal near the body, or shomer, achmona, bechamon, market and waited. I Peter Yoitzer. The person accidentally said Shaka Levi Voro, leaves Yoitzer, even from Yoitzer. Or he says in Aramaic that he's also Yoitzer. Come along, you have to say Shame and Malchus. Rachmana is the shame, and Malka is Malchus. You know, Machai Malka is not enough, you have to say Melech HaOlam. You just say Melech HaOlam. So maybe it's still better that he said more than that. A lot of discussion about what if you made by mezainis and bread. So there's a nice, there's a lot of achrayla that holds yaitzah be there, but also on that. Yeah. If a person made bracha and noodles and it was mechavim to the mezainis and the bread, we'll see later on that does not work. Almost the whole bracha was on the bread, so went on the bread. But if you want something else, you want to work for the bread. Since it's not the right bracha for the bread, it doesn't work.